It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Say goodbye to performance-robbing engine deposits with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Hate to break it to you, but lower-grade fuel can leave deposits in your engine that build up over time and leave your engine's performance severely lacking. Thankfully, Shell V-Power Nitro Plus removes up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Download the Shell app today to find your nearest Shell station and rejuvenate your engine with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Fuel up at Shell.
Deadly confrontation.
A total of 8 law enforcement officers were shot.
Protest escalation. Child care crisis.
Devastating. We had to make cuts everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Charlotte police chief calls it an absolute tragic day after the ambush in North Carolina's largest city during the serving of a warrant. Dozens of shots fired, 4 law enforcement officers dead, 4 others wounded. The suspect and target of the warrant was killed. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more.
A residential neighborhood in eastern Charlotte was gripped by a violent standoff.
Shots fired at officer. 2 down subjects barricaded himself.
We were driving by. We heard about over 100 gunshots.
A U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force was serving an arrest warrant on a convicted felon when the task force members approached the residence. Police say that individual opened fire.
Officers returned gunfire and struck the victim, who was later pronounced deceased.
Officers tell us as they approached the wounded fugitive, even more gunfire erupted from inside the house.
There were 2 additional people inside.
Those individuals were brought to the police station for questioning.
Now to New York. Where pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University not only defied an order to break up an encampment. Overnight, some broke into and occupied a campus building, the same one seized by students in 1968 during anti-war demos. CBS's Tom Hansen.
Social media footage shows dozens of masked protesters using hammers to break into and overtake Hamilton Hall. The group can be seen inside running around, with some placing chairs and tables in front of the doors, barricading themselves in, and reclaiming the building as Hens Hall in honor of a 6-year-old girl who was killed in Gaza this year.
Overseas, Israel's prime minister vowed today to carry out a military operation against Hamas in the city of Rafah, whether or not a new deal is reached on a ceasefire and hostage release. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's choice is stark. Press ahead with a rougher invasion or free the hostages. There are daily protests demanding Netanyahu make a deal to bring those in captivity home, whatever the price.
Stop the talking and start the actions. We are losing people that are alive now.
But hardliners in Netanyahu's ruling coalition say his job is on the line if he delays the Rafah offensive in favor of a ceasefire.
Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is back on today in New York. CBS's Robert Costa.
We can expect Gary Farrow, a banker who worked with longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen to facilitate that scheme of paying off the porn star, to continue his testimony today in Lower Manhattan. This follows testimony from Rona Graff, Trump Trump's longtime assistant, and David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer. You see prosecutors building a real world around Trump and trying to explain to the jury how these hush money payments were set up, why they believe there was criminal intent.
CBS's Vicky Barker with more now on a return to public duties for Britain's King Charles.
No mystery about the choice for first public appearance since revealing his cancer diagnosis. King Charles, accompanied by Queen Camilla, visited a cancer treatment center in central London. The king, standing erect and smiling, chatting with hospital managers before touring the facility and meeting patients. Aides making it clear his contacts with the public will be carefully chosen in the months ahead to protect him from possible infection and conserve his strength.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
There's a vow to rebuild and bounce back in Sulphur, Oklahoma, one of the places torn up by a deadly weekend tornado. City Manager Andy Freeman.
It's gone. We are going to rebuild it. If we have to doze it all down, streets, curbs, sidewalks, we're going to rebuild it.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's a chance for more bad weather in the nation's midsection today.
A place like Elkhorn, Nebraska, that had a tornado that was an EF3 back on Friday, they are in this area again. So that's something where you've got a lot of debris and now it can get lofted again.
In the Rochester, New York area, the Monroe County District Attorney faces a backlash after she refused to cooperate with a police officer who was trying to give her a speeding ticket.
So why didn't you just stop like you're supposed to?
Because I didn't feel like stopping on Phillips Road at 5:30.
That's not your choice. You know that.
Sandra Dorley cursed at the officer. Now she's issued an apology.
I didn't treat this officer with the respect that he deserved. I am truly and sincerely sorry.
Dorley says she'll pay the fine, undergo ethics training, and refer the case to another DA for review. Well, here's the dilemma. Working parents struggle to cover child care costs. Child care providers face new pressure because some federal funding has run out. CBS's Nicole Killian investigates.
Cora Hoppe was on the verge of shutting down her child care center in southeast New Hampshire. The center burned through its savings after hitting the so-called child care cliff last fall when $24 billion in federal pandemic-related subsidies expired in Congress.
We went from 90 employees down to 70, and we had to make cuts everywhere.
She used the federal money to upgrade equipment and give raises to staff like Linnea Walker, who at one point was homeless.
I'm taking care of other people's kids, and I was feeling very inadequate because I felt like I couldn't provide the bare essentials for my children. That's a lot of the reason why people leave the field, is because we can't afford to live, but people can't afford to pay either.
Last year, I paid $32,000 for my three children. It is more than my mortgage, for sure.
Jenna Anand has endured tuition hikes and worries she'd have to quit her job if the center closed.
I have the center and I have my husband. That's it.
While Congress approved $1 billion in child care assistance this year, the Biden administration has called for $16 billion to stabilize the sector. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Rochester, New Hampshire.
Life has changed dramatically for 46-year-old Charlie Safin.
We won the lottery. We won the jackpot.
The immigrant from Laos who's been battling cancer won the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot in Oregon earlier this month. He will split it with his wife and a friend, $422 million after taxes.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything, from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
The FCC has fined the largest cell phone carriers.
The fines amount to $200 million, and it's for the cell companies illegally sharing access to customers' locations. T-Mobile received the biggest fine of $80 million, AT&T $57 million, Sprint $12 million, and Verizon about $7 million. The feds say the information allowed highly sensitive data to wind up in the hands of bail bond companies, bounty hunters, and other shady actors. The carriers say they intend to challenge the fines. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In court papers, United Airlines says a passenger on a flight last month from London to Newark owes more than $20,000 in restitution. The Englishman was restrained by others on the flight with flex cuffs after the airline says he became verbally and physically abusive when attendants told him to lower his voice during an argument with a woman sitting next to him. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.